Well, it depends on the injury situation, but he did a really nice job filling in, you know, and got tested, obviously, with that talent level they have in Dallas. But he did a nice job. We really like Johnson. He's very into it, you know, and clearly he's a very tough guy. He wants to do it badly, and he wants to do it well, but he wants to do it as well as he can possibly do it. And he works at it all the time. So, terrific young man.
You guys obviously got to clean up some of those defensive penalties. How tough is it for these guys, though, when they're old, they can't touch a guy 5 yards down the field, and then the offensive player initiates a lot of that?
Well, it's tough. You know, it's a judgment call, and our officials, you know, our officials are the best in the world at what they do. It's just a very, very difficult game to officiate. Things are so fast and so physical on both sides of the ball.
Ward obviously has had the penalties in each of your past two games. He's been charged with hitting an opponent in the helmet. Does he have to change anything, or do you just say, keep doing what you're doing?
I think just keep doing what he's doing. I saw the replays multiple times. I didn't see any head-to-head contact on that play. I don't know if anybody else did. So I don't know what you tell him, you know. I think maybe they have to figure it out. But I don't know what you tell a defensive player today.
Frustration in there is now guys are being told to try to hit the sternum, and you will have receivers who drop their head. As soon as they drop their head, the helmet is now in the sternum area.
We don't, you know, all we tell our entire defense is don't ever intentionally hit another player in the head or the neck. You know, and don't hit the quarterback in the knees intentionally in the pocket. Other than that, you just got to play, because there's no way that you can make an adjustment in the split second where the offensive player ducks his head or dips his shoulder or turns or twists or whatever they're going to do. And, you know, the quarterbacks throw him into tough spots. Maybe they should stop the quarterback from throwing the ball in those tough spots, you know, put some of the onus on the offense occasionally.
Charlie Badge, is kind of Ben Roethlisberger. So how does that figure in the way that you prepare for this?
Well, there are very few people that are Ben Roethlisberger anywhere. And Charlie Batch is an NFL quarterback that's had a lot of playing experience in this league, won a lot of games. So I have a lot of respect for Charlie, I always have. He'll certainly be able to control the football game, understand their offense, you know, and everything they do. You won't have the arm strength, clearly, that Ben has. But, again, there are very few that do anywhere. So we'll have our hands full with their speed and their skill and their overall ability on the offensive side.
Going back to Ward and the hits, when you see a guy like Ed Reed, who's never really been known as a dirty player, get threatened with a suspension,
right,
doesn't that make you pause a little bit about what guys can and can't do and how you got to teach them?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and Ed Reed's a great player. I mean, clearly a Hall of Fame player and not a cheap shot player by any stretch of the imagination. But no, I'm not sure there is any other way to coach it than how we're coaching it. To say, you know, what I said earlier, play as hard and fast as you can and don't intentionally hit another player in the head or the neck ever, you know. And then we can live with what happens, because we have to. Because you can't wait. You can't wait to see what the offensive player is going to do with his body before you strike a blow. And if you do intentionally hit somebody in the head or the neck, then you should be penalized and find, you know, so.
Dick, your longtime friendship with LeBeau, where does it originate? Was it in Cincinnati when you finished your career?
Actually, I was introduced to him when I was a rookie in Detroit as a player, because I had just missed him by a year, and the defensive players obviously thought the world of him. We played, at least I believe this is what happened. We played in Philadelphia that year, and Coach LeBeau was coaching their special teams. I believe that was his job at that time. And so the guys introduced us before that game, and then I got to play for him in Cincinnati. 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
Is this year's defense playing better than last year's defense?
Our defense, his defense. Yeah, I don't know much about that. I don't see them on defense.
Good season last year.
You know, I said going in we're better. We were deeper. I mean, we've had a number of injuries. We were deeper going into this year, and all around we were more talented. I didn't know that statistics, except for the win-loss thing, aren't significant to me anyway. But I thought we'd be a deeper and better and faster defense.
Is Buster too small to play on the outside all the time?
I don't think so. Buster's a, he's very much the kind of player you want to coach every day. You want to be around this kind of guy. He just will battle and fight and try to do technique-wise what he's taught and never quits, just never quits, you know. And he's obviously at a disadvantage against against receivers that are big receivers. Boy, he's a good player, and he's just going to get better. Obviously, you've got to eliminate a number of the penalties. Some of them, you know, you obviously don't agree with. Some of them, they are penalties. But you got to battle out there because the offense clearly is pushing and shoving and grabbing. And, you know, you got to – if you just accept it, you just get pushed all over the field.
So like legal context that you got hit with Sunday, does that happen – other times don't get called, so that's why he figures I can do it? Or is it just poor technique in those couple of cases?
No, some of them, they're not poor technique. You know, you're in front of a receiver, you're not going to get out of his way, you know, and let him run down the field. So, you know, they miss some, they make some. It's a hard game to play, and it's a hard game to officiate. Like I said, they're the best in the world, and whenever they throw a flag, you know, half the people are mad at them. So,
considering Batamosi's size, and I understand he was an undrafted rookie and all, and he made the team on special teams, but what has prevented him from playing more cornerback? Why was he at the bottom of the rotation this long?
Really just lack of experience, you know, and lack of technique work the way we want it. But, that's really it.
Having a future as a cornerback in the NFL?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it'll take him time, and he's going to work his way into it. And the experience last Sunday was invaluable to him. I don't know, but I do. I think he can play.
The pass rush was the most effective it's been all year against Dallas, and I'm curious as to, you know, why you think that was based on having a top like fullback, what kind of impact that had on the pass rush being so effective all the way around.
I think it had some impact, you know, inside. I didn't change their protection schemes, but Phil and Rube are good players. You know, they're good. They're big, strong, physical players inside too, which helped us. But you know, sometimes those things happen. We really needed to get that kind of pressure on this guy because he was a very talented quarterback. Their skilled people are extremely talented down there. So we needed all of that to keep it close.
Do you think their presence freed up?
I don't think they changed scheme. To block those guys. You know, their protection scheme wasn't significantly different.
The inexperience you guys had on linebacker and limited what you could do scheme wise. You know, losing Chris and Scott.
Not necessarily. I don't think so. You know, I would love to stay here a long, long time, but I think you have to get to Brad, right? Don't they have to get to Brad today, too? I don't think so. No, go ahead.
The LeBeau scheme, totally different from what you do. But when you guys talk shop over the years, why does that scheme not appeal to your philosophy?
We don't. Believe it or not, we don't talk a lot of football. You know, we're on opposing teams in the same conference and division, you know, so We don't. Generally, when we talk about other things, you know, other. Yeah, probably. Yep. I have known him a long time. Fortunately for me, I'm not sure how he feels about it. For me.
As a pass rusher.
Say again.
What does Parker bring to you as a pass rusher?
Tremendous player. You know, strength and great bull rush, quickness off the edge. Just a proven player.